Good afternoon. You're tuned to 93.3 on a Friday afternoon. It's time for the Come Sunday program, a half hour of gospel music from the golden age of gospel and beyond. My name is Paul. I'm your host for the next half hour, and it's an exciting half hour on today's program. Aretha Franklin is known as the Queen of Soul, but she could be known as the Queen of Gospel. She only recorded sporadically gospel records, but gospel music is in her blood. She grew up singing in her father's church in Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to hear some great Aretha gospel on this afternoon's program, going right back to a live recording at C.L. Franklin's New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. Aretha at the age of 14, and then we'll hear her Grammy-winning album on Atlantic Records, Amazing Grace, and then finally from her last gospel album, One Faith, One Lord, One Baptism. We'll try and get a few tracks from each in, and we'll begin. We'll go right back to the beginning. 14-year-old Aretha Franklin, 1956.
Linger near. dismay.
Thank you.
Those of you that know he'll take care of you, let me hear you say yeah. Say it again. Say it again. Woo. You know what? You know, over in the sanctified church. Anybody here know anything about sanctified church? Over in the sanctified church, when they begin to feel like this, all the saints get together and they join in a little praise. I wonder, can I get you to help me say it one time? Yeah.
Wow, what a powerful gospel album that is. And I think it, to this day, is the biggest selling gospel record of all time. Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace, recorded in January of 72 in California with Reverend James Cleveland, the Southern California Community Choir, and a heck of a band, Bernard Purdy on drums, Jerry Jemmott on the bass, Cornell Dupree on guitar, Billy Preston on organ. And there's a great, now, of course, there is the accompanying documentary, which was held up for years and years. Aretha would never let it be seen, and since her passing, it is available, and I don't know why she didn't want it to be seen. It's a crowning achievement. But from the album, the CD, Amazing Grace, we had God Will Take Care of You, and Go Back to the Old Landmark. Blues fans will recognize that from Jake and Elwood, the Blues Brothers movie. That was the gospel tune that James Brown performed in his role as a gospel preacher. We began that set with the 14-year-old Aretha Franklin, recorded in 1956, the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, her hometown, her father's church, the Reverend C.L. Franklin's church, and Precious Lord, Take My Hand. That was a single, I think, released by Chess Records originally, and wow, 14 years old. Hey, we got time for one more here. This is Aretha's last gospel record from 1987 called One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism, and it's Aretha and the Franklin sisters, Irma and Carolyn, paying tribute to her musical mentor, Clara Ward.
Oh,
It was the Ward Singers that made that a gospel hit, and Clara Ward was almost like a stepmother to Aretha Franklin in her youth, and definitely a musical mentor, as was James Cleveland, who we heard on the previous tracks from the Amazing Grace CD. There's Aretha Franklin and her two sisters, Carolyn and Irma, recorded for an album called One Faith, One Lord, One Baptism. I'm just going to reach back because I think that was recorded at her father's New Bethel Baptist Church, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, recorded a homecoming. Aretha recorded at the New Bethel Baptist Church, and that brings our program full circle because we began with the 14-year-old Aretha at the New Bethel Baptist Church. But there are Carolyn, Aretha, and Irma united at their dad's church after his passing, 1987, for that rendition of the Ward Singers, Surely. Hey, that's it for the Come Sunday program. Thanks for coming by for some great gospel music. We've got one more Aretha Franklin gospel track. We go back to 1956, 14-year-old Aretha at that same church, the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, and the assurance that if you live right, you're going to go to a place where you will never grow old.